Michael, you live in New York, but you are from Philadelphia, and that is an important place in the USA. Why is that?
Philadelphia is the birthplace of America.
How?
The revolution started there. All the founding fathers came there to create the Constitution of the United States. They came there to sign it. That's where a lot of the fighting started when we separated from Great Britain, and it's full of American history.
How did you learn about that as a kid?
Well, of course, growing up in Philadelphia, our history classes focused on first American history, and being that I lived in Philadelphia, we did class trips to all the historic sites in Philadelphia, like Betsy Ross's house, where they she Betsy Ross was the woman who made the first American flag. And then we would go to Independence Hall, where the first Congress of the United States met. And we would walk around all the old streets with the old houses, which some are still there.
Do you know why Philadelphia was picked for all these important events?
Philadelphia at that time in the 1700s was the biggest city, bigger than New York at that time, and it was the center of commerce, along with Boston and New York.
What are some of the things you remember most from you were a kid going to see all these sites?
It was fascinating for me because I loved American history, but it was just exciting to live amongst where, when you're a kid, you're just so proud to be an American and you're proud of your home country. And to grow up, that's where I lived, and it was just amazing to be part of that and see it on a regular basis.
So when people go to Philadelphia today, what can they expect?
Almost everybody does the historic tour because it's all in a very short walking distance. It's all centrally located. Of course, they didn't have cars back then, so everything was very centrally located in just a few blocks walking area. So everyone goes to see that.
Do you think Philadelphia could have been the capital of the United States?
It was the capital for a number of years until. During the Revolutionary War, it was brought to New York, and then at some point, I forget exactly when, but after the war, someone decided to build a whole nother city down in Washington to house the government.
The USA is a very young country.
Compared to other countries, yes.
Yes, compared to European countries. But people seem to be proud of their history. Is
Yeah.
that right?
Oh, yeah. People are proud of their European or Caribbean or South American history. I don't understand that.
When you were a kid, were you, how did your mornings start at school?
We would start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
What's that?
It's where we stand up and someone holds the flag, the American flag. We put our hands over our heart and we say, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America."
And that's common no matter what kind of school it is.
It was when I was a kid. Now, there's been a lot of crazy people in the course of time that have said that that was not proper, and they did away with a lot of that, which is very, I find very sad because we started every day with the Pledge of Allegiance.
One of the things you can see in Philadelphia is the Liberty Bell. What is
Oh, the
that?
Liberty Bell, yes. That's the bell that they rang during the Revolutionary time, and it eventually cracked, and people held it in such regard because it signified liberty that they kept it as a memorial and a monument.
Are there museums? Are the places outdoor mostly, or?
They're all indoors, but out. You walk around the outdoors. Like the Liberty Bell, it has a small little enclosure, but you can also see it from the outside. And to really get a feel for the American history, you have to be in Philadelphia in July. because, you know, that's when our independence is. And it's always said that the year that the United States declared their independence from Great Britain, it was one of the hottest summers on record. And it was probably 95 degrees and very humid, and, you know, the clothing of that period was very heavy. And so people always say, you know, they get a feel for it, you have to be outside in the heat to feel the heat and what people experienced in those days.
What part of U.S. history is your favorite?
The Revolution.
Why is that? Because you are from Philadelphia?
Because I'm from Philadelphia, and, you know, basically started there. Well, it started with the Boston Tea Party, but Philadelphia was right behind that. But, you know, everyone came to Philadelphia to create the country, to write, put pen to paper and draft the Constitution, to ratify the Constitution. They fought over the Constitution in Philadelphia. It's where everything started, all the democracy, and it's just the birthplace.